Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You told me you had some news.
It's not good news.
Is it okay news?
No, it's the worst news.
The worst news?
It's the worst.
What could that be?
About 50 minutes ago, news broke.
Okay.
Grumpy Cat passed away.
Oh, no.
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat?
Grumpy Cat.
Is no longer with us.
Grumpy Cat is no longer with us. She, identified as a female.
She.
Passed away at the age of 7 on Tuesday from complications of a urinary tract infection. Oh,
that breaks my heart.
No wonder she was so grumpy.
She just wanted to go to the bathroom.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
That felt appropriate.
Mm. That's my sad song.
Mm, I liked that a lot.
Thank you. There's actually an electric version of that song, but I like the acoustic version much better.
Oh, that was great.
The electric version, I mean, it's good. It's exactly the same song, but it's just, you know, kind of since Bad Religion or punk rock, it's like, pooka, 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 let me take you through the hurting ground. So, yeah, I like the acoustic version for that. Yeah. So many other things that I wanted to talk about. But
they're just kind of overshadowed this morning.
They are. A urinary tract infection.
It feels like it was preventable. Was it a long thing that's been going on for a while?
Despite care from top professionals as well as from her very loving family, Grumpy encountered complications from a recent urinary tract infection that unfortunately became too tough for her to overcome. She passed away peacefully this morning on the morning of Tuesday, May 14th at her home in the arms of her mommy, Tabitha. Besides being our baby and a cherished member of the family, Grumpy Cat has helped millions of people smile all around the world, even when times were tough. Her spirit will continue to live on through her fans everywhere.
She will be there for us.
Cat is in the studio right now. My friend Cat, and she just wrote, what did you write? My nightmare is to die from a UTI infection.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
What did you say, Cat?
I was just saying that when I took Fezzik once to the doctor when I first had her.
Puppy.
I get sick, she gets sick. Yeah, mm-hmm. My puppy. And I, at the time, had a UTI.
Oh, no. I know. It's a thing. It's a thing. It happens. I don't know how it happens.
I
but
don't either.
Okay.
But the doctor came out and said, you know, she has a UTI, and it's a tiny, I was like, tiny urethra. I know. We both have it. Okay.
And you said that to the vet.
That's a thing, too. He was about to tell me.
Yeah, well, you didn't. Overshare, Cat. Overshare.
You're welcome.
Overshare. Well, I remember bringing Blanche to the vet once, and they had to take his temperature. We all know how they take temperatures in cats. And they're like, hey, can you just like kind of hold and pet your cat? Because we got to do this really surprising thing to him. So he's looking at me. Then all of a sudden, his eyes get wider than they've ever been before when the doctor puts the thermometer in his, you know what? His eyes get really big, and I was like, that's okay, Blanche, that's okay. Some of us actually like that.
Catch Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I love that band, Judah and the Lion. Why did you run? Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Chris from down the hall.
Good morning.
You're no longer from down the hall.
No longer from down the hall.
You're from right there.
I'm from the studio.
Chris from right there.
Right here in the chair.
I feel like I could do a rap now.
Let's try it.
Right. No.
Okay.
No. Too early.
You made me do it.
I know. That's true. Wasn't that a week ago?
I don't think it was longer than that.
I made him sing karaoke. I made him do a verse of Shoop.
That was before the concert.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was a couple weeks ago. I didn't let him hear it. It had been a long time since he heard it. So, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah. I just gave him the words and the music, and there he went, and he tried. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. So, Chris.
What's going on, Jordan?
So, there's a... I mean, one of my favorite things about you is that I cannot pin you down. Everything about you is so unique. And I have studied psychology. I love learning about people and why they do things. That's like one of my top five interests in life. And usually with people, this plus this equals this.
Yes.
For the most part.
Usually.
And so I'm like, deep down, whatever. Usually it's like that. But I cannot pin you down.
I am not usually.
Anytime I think I know something about you that you haven't told me, I find out that it's the exact opposite.
I'm kind of interested to where you're going with this.
The whole family is, and we'll talk about it right after Queens of the Stone Age.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
There's so much more to someone than just judging them by their cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people look at me and they think that I'm into like this really heavy, like cool music that people haven't heard about. And I'm like, oh God, don't look at my iPod. Just don't look at my iPod, for real. One time I went bowling, right? And I went to the bathroom and I went back to bowling. And then there was something over the PA. It was like, somebody left their phone in the bathroom. And I was like, oh crap, it's mine. And I was, could you tell me something about your phone when I went up there? And I was like, they're like, there's no way that this is your phone. This is like filled with Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift. But what I love about you so much is you're like an onion.
With many layers.
Many layers. But every time I try to peel one layer off, I'm just surprised. And delightfully surprised.
You never know where the fork's going to be in the road.
For real. For real. I didn't take you as a Lil Wayne fan.
I'm a fan of Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Not me.
No?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's a definitely unique guilty pleasure of mine, but I can definitely jam to Lil Wayne.
I like a lot of hip-hop, rap, R&B, but I never got into Lil Wayne.
No?
I also, after hearing your story about how you've worked in a funeral home, how weird you are, I did not in any way, shape, or form predict you as a person of faith.
Really?
Yes.
That's incredible.
I thought you were just like satanic. You know, you and your wife like sleep above a pentagram, you know, like that kind of stuff.
In caskets.
Yeah, in caskets.
Yeah.
But no, total opposite.
Yeah.
And that's the same with your Starbucks order.
It just one flip-flop to the next.
I thought you were going to be a black coffee guy. Just seem like a black coffee guy.
Mm-hmm.
But again, don't judge a book by its cover.
Correct.
At all, because I was picking up coffee, asked you what you wanted, and my God, what do I have written down? Vanilla bean frappuccino. You originally told me, yeah, with coffee. Add coffee.
Yes.
Because originally, without the coffee, the vanilla bean frappuccino has none.
None.
It is just milk and cream?
Basically milk and sugar. I'm Mike Michael Scott from The Office. Just milk and sugar.
Okay. Yeah, right. Forget the coffee. But yesterday the text line helped you out. And they wanted you to try it with adding espresso.
Yes.
Do you like it?
It's much better.
Okay, good. Honestly, I was like, what are they adding? Are they really adding coffee and not espresso?
It takes it from a cheap little drink to like a fancy schmancy little latte. It's delicious.
Yes. Yes. You went, I'm sure there's a lot of high school girls that order that as well. But the reason that I'm bringing all of this up, besides, again, the fact that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, is because there's a lot of shame in my past, in my like childhood and all that stuff. And sometimes it just comes over me and I can't deal with it. I've got to talk myself out of it. And anytime I'm at a place ordering something that's slightly more complicated than the number one,
yeah,
I get this like wave of shame.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm inconveniencing the person that's working there.
Yes.
Do you feel that way? Because your drink is slightly
absolutely. Every time I go, I got to be like, all right, just to prepare you, this is going to be something.
Right. Yes.
Just get your expectations up that this is going to take a while. It's not just going to be a quick number two. Let's move on.
I love quick number twos. So let's move on. Those are so good. But it happens so rarely.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So this is huge news. Huge, 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 huge. Take a listen.
48号解释施行法草案修正通过.
Got it?
That's the biggest news I've heard.
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know.
Okay, that was Taiwan legalizing gay marriage.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, first of any Asian state. Also, it means that the couples are granted, quote, exclusive permanent unions.
Oh, that's incredible.
And I'm just wondering when in the United States we'll have that taken away from us. Next. Looking at you, Alabama. What do you
Speaking
got?
Speaking of Alabama, this bill would make abortion an attempted abortion felony offenses, except in cases where abortion is necessary in order to prevent a serious health risk to the unborn child's mother. I've got the full bill right here in my hand.
That's
all
a lot of
pages.
Words.
And I am going to read it so we can read exactly what it goes over.
Okay. We'll read
not
it on
now.
Off air.
Yes. I'm not going to read it now.
Yes. This
but
is
we want to make sure. I want to know what it actually says.
Right. This is a comedy show and not,
not NPR.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
In other news, though, we've got a badass little toddler.
Who?
Because a 22-month-old toddler was alone in the mountainous area of the woods for 3 days on his own.
What state? Do you have a state?
Kentucky.
Ooh, bluegrass. Okay.
The bluegrass baby.
Bluegrass baby. Wait, is that the name or did we?
No, no, no. I just came up with that right now.
Okay.
But it was Kenneth Neil Howard was found crying on a cliff area by the county search and rescue team. The boy was airlifted to the hospital and they said the boy was extremely calm.
Really?
Yeah. We've got a strong-willed little baby.
Oh, hope they
That's
run.
Incredible.
I hope they run for president or something someday. You know what's weird is when you say that they found him on a cliff, the first thing that I saw in my mind was the music video for Britney Spears' I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
Yeah.
Hi, it's a Friday, and you know what? I hope everybody was laughing at that because this is the...
No.
Yeah.
No.
I gotta. They've
no!
gotta know. We talked about it at 6 o'clock, but what if somebody woke up and hasn't checked their social media yet?
A stunning announcement on social media. The owners of Grumpy Cat say the popular feline has died. They say she was 7 years old and died Tuesday morning from complications of a urinary tract infection. The post also says Grumpy Cat died in the arms of her mother, Tabitha.
So
that's heartbreaking.
I know it's heartbreaking, but also, you know, if you die of a urinary tract infection, they could have just, like, kept that out. Like, let me pass with some dignity. Don't tell people that the reason that I passed on was because of a UTI.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Once again, the air conditioner is broken here at the Buzz Studio. And it seems a little bit better when we only have three warm bodies in here instead of like six like we did yesterday.
Are you hot?
Well, the thing is, I'm okay right now.
Are you internally warm?
I'm going to be on fire.
Your temperature is increasing?
Yes. Yeah. The heat wave, heat flash. I'm going to have all of those with the song that I brought in for my discovery of the day.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
When are we going to hear that?
Oh, my God. Right after this. Right after this. Right after this.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
You lost your virginity to that song. I lost my virginity to the Snoop Dogg's Drop It Like It Hot. Like It's Hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Okay.
Discovery.
It's about to get hot in here because.
You gonna take off all your clothes?
No, but I may. I may need to change them because. Oh my God! So my discovery of the day is the song that I'm pretty sure everybody's gonna be talking about today because it's Lana Del Rey. As we know, it's Nine Inch Nails for Kat, who's in the studio with us with no microphone on. That's Lana Del Rey to me. That is like
pure sex.
Yeah.
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 She's got that magical voice that just makes the happening happen.
My favorite thing to do in Los Angeles was drive up Mulholland Drive, which is like this crazy, crazy road on the top of the hills that has no guardrails at all.
You scary.
Will fall, like, you will, and also like almost 180 degree turns.
Ooh.
And you would fall hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet. Kat lived in LA, so she knows what I'm talking about.
Death.
But I would do that with the top down, listen to Lana Del Rey as loud as possible, and just drive that.
Yes.
It was, anytime there was something wrong, I would hop in the car and do that because I just, listening to Lana Del Rey. Oh,
that's
my
great
God.
Therapy.
Oh, so good. So good. So, this just dropped today. Sublime is going to be, there's going to be a Sublime documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some information about that?
I know it's called Sublime. I know it debuted at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't have much information.
Neither did I. That's why I asked you to do it. Mm-hmm. I asked you to grab that information because it is very hard to find information on this documentary. I read that it was delayed. It had something to do with settling Bradley Knowles' estate, Bradley Knoll being the lead singer of Sublime, who passed away, I believe, in 95. I know that Gwen Stefani is going to be in the documentary.
Ooh.
Because back in the day, early 90s SoCal ska scene, No Doubt and Sublime were just, before both of the bands made it, just were playing everything together. They've got a song called DJs that they did together. It's, oh my God, that was my stuff. That was
sweet.
My stuff. Oh my God, I loved 90s ska.
You were a ska.
I was in a ska band, but we don't have to talk about that because we were horrible. We tried.
It's all that counts.
But Lana Del Rey dropped this song today. She's been teasing it all week. It's going to be on the soundtrack for the what we understand is possibly named Sublime documentary, but can't exactly confirm that. This is Lana Del Rey's take on Sublime's Doin' Time, Discovery of the Day. Hi. I'm gonna need. I really don't ever want to treat you in any way, shape, or form, Chris, like an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're my buddy. You're my equal. You're here. I love you. I love you. We do exactly the same stuff. But is there any way you could run over to Target right now and get me a whole new outfit?
Absolutely.
Because I need it. I have sweat through every single stitch of clothing that I am wearing because Lana Del Rey. And the text line agrees.
Oh, my.
The text
yes.
line agrees. New Lana, yes, give it to me, queen. Hypnotizing. That is totally what I hear.
Intoxicating.
So much. She's everything to me. I was heartbroken when she canceled her show in Kansas City. I had sweet tickets just for her. Oh, she better come back. She better come back.
The song is perfect, just like her.
Her voice is intoxicating. Mm. That was Lana Del Rey covering Doin' Time, Sublime, for the Sublime documentary. That is, very little information is out about right now. But the song just came out. You can order it on iTunes if you want to. Will you flip this coin?
Yeah.
I cannot make the decision of what to do next.
Okay.
Heads, I play it again. The Lana Del Rey version.
Okay.
Tails, we move on.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Up in the air. Heads.
Well, son of a gun.
One time she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Yeah, you gotta go to Target like now.
I'll be right back.
I'm gonna need an entire new wardrobe because I'm sweating through it. Sometimes, you know, you want to hear a song. You hear a new song and you're just like, oh my God, that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good. But if I want to play it again,
mm-hmm.
I usually base it off of the text line. And if people are thinking that they like it or if they don't like it, we're at 95% yes, 5%
ooh.
No. Like literally two things.
The text line is loving it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I missed it the first time and tuned in. See that as well. You know, maybe you're just a couple minutes late. We do this at 7:30.
That's why we do that.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh, so many good texts about it. That was Lana Del Rey covering Sublime's Doin' Time for the new Sublime documentary. Not a lot of information, if barely anything, about that online yet. But when we find out some more information, we will. Text line saying, Lana is an angel. This is sick. Just as good the second time as the first. I love this song. Lana rocks my face. Play it again. And then somebody goes, I just realized that was a cover.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. 99
RIP to that deer.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. That deer prohibited an amazing kegs and eggs.
It really did. It made people get up early, put their pants on, do their makeup, even though they don't have to because they're all beautiful, mm-hmm. and come on down to the right room for the first time ever in the history of kegs and eggs.
I was hoping that...
It got canceled because the poor tour van hit a deer.
Hit a deer and it died. Well, I guess we don't know for sure that it died.
No, but... we don't, but... So, okay. Laszlo says that we don't play enough games on this show.
Ooh, I love games.
And games are, you know, honestly, for our end, I'm brand new at this. Mm-hmm. I'm brand new at this. Mm-hmm. This is very different than doing a regular radio show where you just kind of talk in between the songs and like read stuff. So I've been putting it off, but I've got a new game for us.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I got a new game for us coming up at 8:20. And it is, I came up with it when I didn't have a dollar to my name, which sounds like a huge part of my life, basically. It's a game that I played for entertainment, and it can translate to the radio very easily, so we'll do that. And because this is a new game, the stakes are so high.
Ooh.
8:20, if you are the right person with this game, you're going to win sold-out...
What?
Billie
what?
Eilish. Ah! Tickets. Okay, why are you making those sounds?
I don't know. I'm going...
You can go to the show. You're my plus one, fool. Yeah.
Okay,
But our ladies can't go to the show because, like, this show is so sold out.
Sorry.
So sold out. Sorry to our ladies. Maybe they can... We can... I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah.
Well, they can go do something.
Yeah. Okay, you'll take them out. Thanks, Kat. So, 8:20. New game.
22 minutes.
I think it's pretty simple. And the winner of that game will win tickets to Billie Eilish.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
What do you got over there, Chris?
Okay, so I've read the entire bill.
What bill?
The Alabama bill.
Okay.
That one.
The banning abortion one.
Yes.
Okay.
That a woman who receives an abortion, this is an important fact, will not be held criminally or civilly liable for receiving the abortion.
What? Are you reading the right bill?
I'm reading the right bill.
That's not what it sounds
will
like.
Will not be held liable. It is the physician that will be held liable.
Oh, dear Lord.
The term does not include activities done with intent to save the life, removing a dead unborn child, delivering an unborn child prematurely to preserve the health of the unborn child, and does not include terminating the pregnancy, which would be an ectopic pregnancy or which has a lethal anomaly. So those are still allowed. They are separating the term abortion, which is voluntarily choosing to end the life of your unborn baby for no other reason besides that you no longer want it.
Okay. And so rape and...
Correct. It does include that it is any woman, no matter of age, and if it's
health,
rape or incest, there is no wording in this language that would allow an abortion to take place because it does not fall under lethal anomaly for the baby or it doesn't physically hurt the health of the mother. Mm-hmm. It's not a lethal condition.
Mm-hmm.
The term does not include a condition where the woman suffering from an emotional condition. She cannot use that as an excuse unless she gets a second physician who's a psychiatrist who can determine that this woman should not be having a baby. That is also allowed. And it's no physician confirming serious health risk to the child's mother will be criminally held liable. It is only for doctors who perform abortions from women who just don't want their babies from what I'm reading.
And that's the whole bill.
That's
right
the
there.
Whole bill. And we need to have a separate topic about the rape and incest, but statistically, those are less than 2% of abortions.
Wow. You know, I was going to talk about Grumpy Cat dying, but and the fact that there's a new Taco Bell hotel in Palm Springs.
But, that sounds interesting, but...
Not as interesting as
well,
that.
Well, I just wanted to make sure we have the full detail of the bills and not just... A lot of the news organizations that I've followed, they literally did not read beyond the first sentence of the bill.
And that is what happens with the news. That's why I don't like doing the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like doing the news is because, A, it's already coming from a biased standpoint, regardless. B, to sell their product, they make stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been friends with people that, like, TMZ has written stuff that's totally fake about. Like, what?
Oh,
is this really
yeah.
going on? No, but it's to sell newspapers.
Absolutely. So this bill is, in my opinion, not as terrifying as everyone makes it out to be. There's some stuff that I don't agree with, but it's not the end of the world, in my opinion.
Regardless, we're going to get some backlash.
Oh, for sure. I can't believe you're having me speak about this.
You can't?
Well.
Why not?
I'm a man, right? How can I have an opinion on this?
You're a human being.
Aww.
Also, it's not like we're ever going to get rid of men's votes anyway. So we have to deal with the reality of the fact that they will vote.
Right.
But.
And the more I tell you what I believe, how I believe, that's just, it's a better chance for me to change what I believe.
Well, you know, you actually, you opened my eyes to something. You know, I am 100% pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
But with your opinion on this, it kind of made me realize that you're not they're calling you and your side murderers, but you're not,
asking you, hey, can we choose other options besides killing your unborn baby, but I'm the one perpetuating violence? I just can't comprehend that logic.
And then, also, I know your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I know her very well.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have the same exact opinion as you.
She would reiterate exactly what I said.
Yeah.
And she would be a woman who just would repeat what I said.
Well, there's lots of rallies and things going on this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this is about to hit Missouri. Missouri's in the news for putting something up that's very close to this.
Yes.
So let's take the weekend to think and protest and or pack our bags.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
That bass line gets stuck in my head for like days on end. Do 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 do.
That wasn't quite
bum,
it.
Bum. No, all right, anyway, I was in a doo-wop group.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Like a quartet, barbershop, and singing.
Kind of. We did like old school rock and roll music.
Ooh. You got any clips?
You know I do. This is not even where I thought I was going with this, but.
Oh.
Wait, are you ready for me? Here I come. I'm the lead singer. I was the lead singer because I was the worst singer, by the way. All right.
I love that.
The other one, to hear any more of that at some point. You can shut up, me. Somewhere, sometime, some other time. But, okay, it is time to play a new game.
Ooh, what's the game?
I came up with this game when I was struggling to pay anything at all. And I was driving, I was on the radio, and I was mm-hmm. driving like 30 miles outside of the city to go to like check into cash places.
Okay.
Because I didn't want people to know who I was
mm-hmm.
because I was on the radio and
mm-hmm.
it was a big, big town.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't pay my bills.
Because
that is how it works in radio.
Something you gotta live through.
This is a passion, not a cash cow. Because there is Ryan Seacrest and a couple other people, but other than that, we're all just trying to make it.
Ball it up.
Trying to make it. So, this is a game that I came up when I didn't have a dollar to my name. And that's basically what radio stations have, too. So, mm-hmm. it's such a new game that I would like to give out tickets to Billie Eilish.
Ooh.
Person that can do it. The person
Whoa.
That can guess what it is.
Whoa.
And the game is called Guess What I'm Scratching.
Huh?
Guess what I'm scratching.
Guess what you're scratching
yeah.
is the name of this game we're going to play to win tickets, Billie Eilish.
Yes. Yeah. I came up with this and I didn't have any money. It was dark and I was in bed with my girlfriend and we were sleeping like brother and sister, like
mm-hmm.
way on the other side. And I think she was mad at me and I go, hey, let's play a game. Guess what I'm scratching. And he was just like, I need out of this relationship.
Gross.
So it's a part of my body.
Mm.
It's a part of my body, and I'm going to scratch it right now. And the first person with the right answer wins tickets to Billie Eilish, sold out on June 7th. Ready?
Ready?
Guess what I'm scratching. It hurts now.
Did you hear that?
I know, I'm scratching. It's going to start bleeding. Okay, yep. These are things that I do. Things that I do. If you can correctly guess what I'm scratching this Friday afternoon, evening, morning, wherever we are, whatever you're listening to, 5767965. The first person to get it right scores tickets to Billie Eilish.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
One more time. Guess what I'm scratching? God, it's going to start bleeding. Let's get some callers. Hello, The Buzz. What was I scratching?
I'm going to go with your elbow.
It was not. That was a good guess, though. Thank you. Hey, The Buzz, can you guess what I was scratching?
Your face.
It was not my face. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Man, remember to censor that. Hey, The Buzz, can you guess what I was scratching?
Your chin?
My what?
Your
my
chin.
Oh, wait, are you making a joke because I have like kind of female facial hair and it should make that sound? It was not. Hey, the buzz. Can you guess what I was scratching?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, were you scratching your ear?
I was not. Oh. Thank you for the call, though. Hey, the buzz. What do you think? Can you guess what I was scratching?
I think you're scratching your thigh.
Oh, you're so close, but not yet. Nope. Thank you for the call. Hey, the buzz. Can you guess what I was scratching? Someone's got to get this right.
I'm gonna guess your elbow.
Oh. It was not. Thank you. Hey, the buzz. What was I scratching?
Stupid. Your back.
I was not. Thank you, though. Honestly, anybody gonna get this? Hey, the buzz.
So.
Can you guess what I was scratching?
I think you're scratching your armpit.
Oh, thank you, though. This is the stupidest game ever. Hi, the buzz. Could you guess what I'm scratching?
Are you scratching your butt?
Whoa.
First person to say that, but no, not what I was looking for. Not what I was scratching. Thank you. Hello, the buzz. Could you guess what I'm scratching?
Is there any context to this? Because I just literally got in the car, and I turned it on, and that's the first thing I heard was,
called.
Did you get this?
Yeah.
Any other
for Billie Eilish tickets, could you guess which body part I was scratching?
Oh, body part.
Yeah.
Okay. Have there been any other guesses?
I can't tell you that, my friend. I'm sorry. Literally pick one of the 8 billion body parts.
Okay. How about your neck?
It was not my neck. Oh, damn
it. Hopeful.
Thank you for the call, though. Well, no one's going to get this. That was so easy, though. Hello. It's the buzz. Could you guess what I was scratching?
I can barely hear it, but I think possibly your forehead.
Oh, it was not. Thank you, though, my friend. Hi, the buzz. Can you guess what I was scratching?
I want to guess your ankle or foot.
It was not, but thank you for the call, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, this is going to make it a lot easier if anyone was paying attention to all the body parts that everyone just named. It has not been named yet, and this is what it sounds like when I scratch it.
It's bleeding. Stop.
5767965 for Billie Eilish tickets.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The buzz.
Please don't make me scratch it again. Can you please just say the right body part?
Your
please?
Knee.
Yes. Fantastic.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Oh, why did you pick that?
It's supposed to be one of the most satisfying spots to scratch.
Oh, I was satisfied.
Ooh.
But then I got a little too satisfied.
Yay.
And then again, I started
I'm
bleeding.
So excited.
I'm so excited for you to go to Billie Eilish. What's your name, my friend?
Anna. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna. My knee thanks you so damn much.
Yes.
Have a good weekend, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.